Interesting to get his thoughts on the Golden Slipper time now, to get Matty Welsh's thoughts on the Slipper in a big weekend of racing, the Trial Files.
The Racing Pulse trials expert, Matt Welsh, opens up the Trial Files.
G'day, Matty. Good to see you in the studio. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, Michael. How are you?
I can't wait for the weekend. Slipper Day is always a cracking day. And to have the Group 1 William Reid on the Friday night as well, it is a feast of racing. First of all, give us your thoughts on the Slipper.
Yeah, it's a great race. I can't remember a Slipper with as many competitive chances and a lot of great form coming into it. I've been very keen on Sunlight for quite a while now, Michael. I'm still with her. I think she needed that run last week. She was very fresh. I think that will take the edge off her nicely, and she's drawn a brilliant gate there in gate five. I'm interested in Al Merton, and as Paul mentioned there, I think brilliant chance, a horse on the up. Sensational win in that performer race last start, so he's certainly right in the mix. And I think performer's the other forgotten one. Obviously lost Huey Bowman in that recent two-year-old race, but has had the trial in the blinkers since and went really well. So they're the three that I'll be framing my thoughts around, but obviously all eyes on the weather as well, and the parade will be all important before they go onto the track.
What have you got against poor old Written By? You just never tip him.
Well, it's to my detriment, that's for sure, Michael. I must admit, he's a great horse, and that was another brilliant win last start. Geez, he was tough to the line. He looked like he was beaten 200 metres out, but dug deep. He is just a brilliant on-pace horse. He's going to have to absorb a lot of pressure on Saturday. I think the slightly lower draw there in four means there's a lot of speed drawn inside. It'll be interesting to see what Jordan Childs does in the first couple of 100 metres, whether he tries to take a sit, get some cover, which the horse hasn't really done to date, or he does try and push on and either lead or sit outside leader. But, you know, Graham Begg's horses are flying. We saw Galaxy Raider, of course, on Saturday, who...
Phenomenal
finish. Unfortunately, didn't get the cash, but Written By is right in the mix, so you can't underestimate him. And such is the competitive nature of the race, there's probably 8 or 9 really good winning chances.
I'm going to get your black bookers and the horses to back in a moment, but give me your overview and your selection of the William Reid Stakes on Friday night. I liked Pariah before speaking to Paul. I'm more confident now.
I'm keen on Pariah as well. I think the two trials in Sydney have been good. The first one was really soft, and then given a little shaken up to win the last trial. 2 from 2 first up. I think he's every chance to win the William Reid. The other one I think's got a great chance if she can jump off the inside draw is She Will Reign, because she missed the kick in the Oakley Plate. She has missed the kick a little bit of late, and it's been to her detriment, but there doesn't look a lot of speed in the race. And if Benny Mellon can just hold the leaders back off gate one, I think she's right in the mix as well. So the two Sydney horses are probably where I'm leaning at this stage.
Where do you think he'll end up, Pariah?
I think outside leader, potentially. Yeah. There doesn't look a huge amount of speed on paper. I certainly think they won't be wanting to go back.
Throneham's going to be interesting.
Yeah, Throneham will probably lead.
If he races there or goes to Sydney.
I think Throneham will lead. I think Secret Agenda may come across and try and sit outside Throneham, but I wouldn't be surprised if Pariah's right up there contesting the early lead.
All right, want to get your thoughts on the Mornington Cup as well, but let's get into your black bookers from the trials this week. Who's caught your eye?
Yeah, good set of trials at Cranbourne on Monday. We saw Aloysia go round.
Right.
She looks on track to head up to the Vinery next weekend. The standout performer actually came in that ill-fated Chautauqua trial, where unfortunately he stayed in the gates. But a horse, a 5-year-old gelding trained by Trent Buston and Natalie Young called Pleasant, an ex-New South Wales galloper, has had just the 2 starts over a couple of years, so clearly had some issues. But he sat outside Illustrious Lad, obviously a most accomplished galloper who ended up finishing second, and thought Pleasant was excellent in the way he went about his work. He wasn't tested to the line, but won Heat 2 in good fashion. So a galloper we can follow, one who's, as I said, mentioned, clearly had a few issues, but looks on track. The other one out of the Cranbourne trials I'm keen to follow is another ex-Sydney galloper, a 3-year-old gelding who hasn't been to the races yet, called Paper Talk. This horse trialled, beat Single Bullet in a 2-year-old trial in Sydney last year when trained by Bjorn Baker, is now down with Henry Dwyer at Caulfield, and he was given a very quiet time in Heat 8. He finished fifth, but he moved fantastically. He's got a lovely action, and I think wherever he goes on debut, he'll be hard to beat. That's Paper Talk out of Heat 8.
Gee, two stables that are absolutely flying at the moment, the Henry Dwyer stable and also the Trent Bussett and Natalie Young. And this horse, Esperance, we all fell in love with him when he made his debut.
Yeah, absolutely. He put in that booming win in a maiden at Echuca by 8 lengths before going to Sandown and winning. He looks back in really good order. The James Cummings trained 3-year-old colt. He took out Heat 1 at Flemington last Friday and did so very stylishly in good time. So I think he might be aimed for a race up in Sydney by the looks of what he's nominated for. I'm sure he'll be heading that direction as the autumn carnival rolls on. But Esperance looks in very good order. And another one out of the Flemington trials from last Friday, who's going to the Hariba Stakes on Saturday, is a Peter and Paul Snowden trained galloper called Suspense. He's got a good fresh record. I love the way he went about his work in winning Heat 3. He jumped straight on the bunny, quickened as they came around the home bend, and ran good time in winning that race. So he's going to be very hard to beat first up in the Hariba Stakes on Saturday. That's Suspense.
All right, and you like Truly Discreet as well from the Dan O'Sullivan stable.
Yeah, very nice filly this one. She's always shown plenty of ability at the trials. She got a city win on the board in her final run last campaign. She's going to Moonee Valley on Friday night. I think she'll probably benefit from that outing and stepping up in trip down the track, but she was very strong to the line in the first heat out at Ballarat last Wednesday.
All right, very good. Going to get your horses to back in a moment, and I'm pleased to say you like a couple today. But Mornington standalone meeting, always a great meeting, always a tricky meeting. How do you see the Mornington Cup? And we're yet to get confirmation on where Lord Fandango is going, whether he goes to Sydney from the Mannion or whether he races in the Mornington Cup. So how do you see the race?
I haven't had a good look at it as yet, Michael. It's going to be a great test for Kingswell Dream, who we've seen just so dominant at his four Australian starts, gets up to the 2,000 metres, drawn a lovely gate. He clearly has to be hard to beat. I think the track... interesting how the track races. Last year, I think it favoured those on speed, but there's a bit of rain forecast, which would be interesting. But at a quick glance, I'd have Kingswell Dream clearly the horse to beat, as the market does. But I need to do a bit more work on the actual cup itself.
At the 2,400 metres, because it's a free ticket the Caulfield Cup as well. All right, mate. Thursdays are the days where we get to build the bank. You like a couple today?
I do. Geez, they've been backed in early markets this morning, but hopefully they kick out a bit.
Is that you?
No, it's not me, Michael. I certainly don't affect markets. But, one out at Donald in the fifth, a mare called Red Gucci, number 7. She was scratched from a wide draw at Sandown yesterday to race here at Donald, and I think they've pulled the right rein. Daniel Moore takes the ride for Sabasan, and Daniel Moore's riding in brilliant fashion at the moment, particularly at these sort of meetings. This mare trialled at Flemington a couple of weeks ago on speed. She was absolutely excellent. And if she runs up to that trial form, I think she'll be very hard to beat.
So she was $3.40. What price was she?
$5.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, hopefully. I think she'll kick out closer to race time. The toppy from the Leon and Troy Corston yard has some good form. So that's Donald, race 5, number 7, Red Gucci. Then in the last at Pakenham, this is now a Darren Weir-trained runner. She's having her first start for the Weir Yard. Was formerly with Dan Shepherd over in South Australia. And I speak of number 10, Miss Elisa. She hasn't been...
Miss Belisa.
Apologies. Yeah. Hasn't been overly impressive in her two starts in Adelaide this campaign. But she went to the Ballarat trials last week, last Wednesday, and she looked excellent. And the form in through her first preparation is outstanding. I think the 1,200 metres at Pakenham is ideal. So race 8, number 10, Miss Belisa at Pakenham.
$4.80. So has that been back too?
Yeah, it was $10.
Oh.
I think we'll get better. I think we'll get better as the race approaches.
All
I think
right.
A good each
you
way.
You might have to move the trial foals to Wednesday for your Thursday tips.
Oh, look, no. I'll just mention a couple of others across the weekend very quickly. Mornington race 1, Typhoon Jolly has jumped out very well for the Sadler yard. I think she can push forward, be right on speed and be in the mix. And I mentioned, of course, that Truly Discreet is going round on Friday. That's
yes.
In race 8 at Moonee Valley. I think there's another horse in that race who's also trialled very well in Garrard, Trent
yes.
Bussett and Natalie Young
They've
trained
got huge
filly.
Reps on that.
And She's around $12. She was only narrowly beaten by Catchy on debut at this track. She's got a good second to Scholes down the straight. She resumes with the tongue tie off, which is a good sign. And her trial at Cranbourne behind the answer, my friend, was excellent. So on a 1x3 basis, pretty keen. Race 8, number 12, Garrard at Moonee Valley.
Quick one off the SMS. Horry writes, previous trial foal horse Blue Bear runs today.
No, not for mine at this stage.
Okay. All right.
I think
there
that was in the files a while ago.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Hey, good on you, Matty. Good luck over the weekend.